The 3:30 p.m. CBS SEC game is Texas A&M, unranked, going to Athens to take on the number 4 Georgia Bulldogs. Not going to have great weather in Athens either. The 7-3 Aggies, they're going to go into Sanford Stadium for the first time since 1980. These two teams, this is the first time they've actually met in SEC play as SEC members. But Texas A&M has been in the SEC for 8 seasons now. But the way the schedule's worked out, this is just their first time to play each other. Big win for the Dogs on the Plains last week, 21-14. Of course, that clinched the SEC East. The Bulldogs are going to be in Atlanta. The Aggies, they blasted South Carolina 30-6 in College Station last week. Now, after stumping their toe against South Carolina earlier this year, the Dogs are back on track. They went out. They're in the college football playoffs. You look at this A&M team and they say, listen, you know, yeah, they're 7-3, but they've got good losses. Clemson, Auburn, Alabama. They're just not a quality win, though. That's what I see. And I have a lot of questions about A&M, and not just this year's team, but just the kind of the culture at A&M. Maybe they think they're more than they really are. Because, you know, can Jimbo, or anyone for that matter, can they really make A&M an elite program?
How many elite teams can there be in one division? You have Alabama, Auburn, and LSU in the SEC West. They've combined for 7 of the last 12 national titles. It's a tough gig to be elite in the SEC West or the Big Ten East. I mean, that's just how it is. Those are the two toughest divisions in all of college football. This game, schools haven't met since 2009. You mentioned they haven't played in Athens since 1980. A&M, they have those 3 losses you talked about, Clemson, Auburn, and Alabama. It's a brutal schedule. Georgia did have that one slip up to a bad South Carolina team, but in my eyes, they look like a top 5 team. The point spread has the Dogs favored by anywhere from 13 to 14. The total is really low at 44. The point spread makes me have a small lean to the Aggies here just based off the number.